This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We have got another iteration of an interview with the fabulous Diane Hochman, whatever she calls herself. And I love this woman. She is the smartest, most influential, vulnerable, authentic, and beautiful woman I think I know. And she puts it out there and lets people see her as she is, not as everybody else is playing the game. And her results, you know, Adrian sends, I don't even know what a MLM copywriter is. What's an MLM copywriter?
What's an MLM?
Huh?
What's MLM?
Multi-level marketing.
What's a copywriter?
Somebody that writes copy.
And what's an MLM?
Somebody that writes copy for MLM.
You are a genius.
Thank you. So anyway, I love this woman with all of my heart. She is incredible. To these guys, I'd probably marry Diane. So I just want to officially say that.
Let's hope Denise is well and doing super well.
Denise had some surgery yesterday, and you she's fine.
Poor Denise went to the dentist for 3 hours, and they kept her in the chair for 7.
Yeah, that's going around. A lot of people are doing the dental thing now.
Well, they told us to floss all our life. We never believed them, and now we're in our 90s, and our teeth are falling out right and left. And every time one falls out, it's like 10 grand. So anyway, make a long story short, we're talking about you. I love you, Diane. So tell us. Hi, Adrian. I forgot about you.
Hello, Father.
How are you?
I'm tremendous.
Are you doing good?
I'm great.
You look happier than I've seen you in a very long time.
I feel that today's a good day.
It is a good day. This is my son, everybody, if you thought he was my brother. So it's a very good day. And don't you love her as much as me?
More.
Yeah. And I'll never forget, I sat in the back of the room with Angel Fletcher, Lisa Grossman. I'm all by myself, and people are walking by me and acting like they recognize me, and it was horrible. And all of a sudden, I sashayed over and sat with those women, and I have never seen such an assault of heart from other people in my entire life. They love Diane and Angel and Lisa so much, and I just got the overflow, afterflow, whatever flow. It was unbelievable. So you're amazing, and I love you. And whoever that guy is that thinks I'm a jerk, I hope that you're watching and now realize I'm very nice to Diane.
All right. Well, I'm putting on my Mardi Gras gear because it is Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Happy Mardi Gras. I'll only keep this on for a moment, but I feel it's appropriate because I am in Louisiana at this moment, and it is Mardi Gras, y'all.
Is Mardi Gras in the beginning? It isn't. So it isn't always the day before Valentine's Day, though, right?
No. It's always the day before Lent begins.
Right.
For those
good. All right, but yeah, Valentine's Day is tomorrow, right?
Yes, and I also have. Wait, I have props for that too. So there we go.
Tomorrow. Yeah. I saw this post today, and I think it's absolutely hysterical. Do you know what they're calling Valentine's Day these days?
No, Tom. What are they calling Valentine's Day?
Single Women Awareness Day. Give me five. Is that just horrible?
Well, I mean, they call it Galentine's Day. Somebody made that up a couple years ago. If you're single, you can get together with your gal pal and have Valentine's Day. But, yeah. Did you get something nice for your beautiful bride, or
Look how nice I look. Because, you know, I never looked this nice on this show, and I dressed up so I could go shopping for Denise for Valentine's Day after the show. So I am actually going to do it, because I love her very, very much, and she's a phenomenal one. So
you dress up to go shopping. Will you dress up for her or just for the lady at the counter wherever you're buying?
I'm going to go home. I'm going to give her these flowers. I'm going to give her the gift. I'm going to do actually, that's tomorrow. So I'm going to dress up 2 days in a row. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
I have it all figured out.
Okay, good. Well, you look very handsome.
We're stuck, Sarah.
I don't know. We need a match.
We have to fire him.
That's it.
Okay, keep going.
Diane, you...
Yeah.
So we talked about this, and I... So MLM copywriter. What Diane does is Diane... How many emails would you say on average you send a week, Diane? To your
a week?
To your list. One or two?
Three to seven. Depends on the week. It can be more even, depending on what's going on.
Yeah. So Diane sends these emails, and I don't know if you, maybe you're not like me. I'm weird, but I'm subscribed to so many stupid newsletters, and I read, like, exactly zero of them.
Zero.
Because, mm-hmm. you know, like, I have a folder for them, and then, like, once a month I delete that folder. Because I never read them because I'm so important and busy and whatever. But Diane, and I actually, I have a folder. I have them all classified. They go to the folder of, that should just be labeled to be deleted because you will never read this. That's what that folder is. But Diane, I don't have go in that folder. Diane comes to my real inbox on purpose. Because Diane, when you send an email, even though I know you didn't write it just to me, you wrote it to your list.
They're all for you. They're all for you. I just send them to the other people.
It's either dear Adrian or dear friend of Adrian or future friend of Adrian. Those are the three options.
There you go.
Thanks. That's good. All right. Perfect. I feel very seen. But it really does. It feels like you're writing to me. You have this way of being in the way you write that is really cool. And I wish I was like that.
How do I subscribe to that? I can't believe she doesn't have me on the list.
Well, because they're all for me. That's why. You, Tom, and all of our friends here can go to Diane Hochman, HOCHMAN.com, and get on her illustrious list. And you want to do it because it's fun, and she's a great writer. And how the hell do you sound like you are actually just talking to me when you write all the time? It's AI, isn't it? It's all AI.
No. It's not AI.
We'll get into that in a minute.
I wrote a post the other day, and it was controversial, so I hope we do talk a little bit about AI. You know what? I only write for one person, Adrian, that's why. A lot of people, when they write emails, they're either trying to sell up front, they're trying to get something, or they believe they're writing to a bunch of people, but when you send an email, only one person reads the email at a time. So you write like you're writing to one person. And I write basically using a lot of the philosophies that you and your dad have been teaching for years about the way you treat people and the way you care people. And he's busy on his phone, which is...
No, I'm promoting you right now.
Not the greatest divorce in the world, though, is it?
I am so sorry.
You're promoting, though. You're 100%
right. I'm trying to edify you, Tom. I'm trying to edify you.
No, I got you. That was you. That's what I love about you, is you're that straight to call me out on it. No one will do it. They're going to jerk us after.
I'm about to go on about contact mapping and how you've changed. I mean, you've been teaching the industry about people and loving them and putting people first and the connections and the way we become phenomenal networkers. Well, I just was a mom that found this tool called an autoresponder like in 2002 because I'm that old. And I realized I could write a newsletter to people, and I realized that I didn't have to pay for postage anymore because I was mailing a lot of stuff back then. And I just started, and I wrote to people like it was the soccer newsletter, the soccer team newsletter, the PTO newsletter. And then over time, I learned a lot about writing copy and storytelling and all that good stuff. But in the beginning, I just saw it as a way that I could talk to a lot of people at once, and having two little kids at the time, I needed to do things that gave me leverage. So that's where it all started.
And so you talked about that you write like you're writing to one person. And I'm curious, like, is there a person that you, either in the past or even today, like, do you have someone in mind that's kind of your person that you think of when you're trying to cultivate that voice?
No, Tom, it's not you. actually, it's me. It's me I was starting out. The today me writes to the young me that 25 years ago was trying to figure out how to make this work. And the me that desperately wanted somebody to just be a straight shooter. All I wanted was, tell me how it really works. I can do it. I can learn it. I can be a good student. I can do the, you know, do what's required. But tell me what's really involved. So I just started writing people like I was writing to me or anybody else that's coming down the road that's looking for answers or great services or honesty or somebody that would actually reply to them and not try to sell them. And that's what everybody says to me. They write me back and they go, I can't believe you're not trying to sell me anything. And I say to them, well, did you want to buy something? And they're like, huh. And I said, well, if you want to buy something, I have lots of things to sell you. I said, but I don't think you wrote me back because you wanted to buy something. You wrote me back because you had a question.
That's brilliant.
And that's how you build those relationships over time. And it's the same as I get my, you know, I get a text from Tom. And Tom will say something fun or something silly or something loving. He doesn't go, do you want to join my deal? He doesn't go, do you want to sign up for my thing? Do you want to, you know, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? So the funny thing is that if Tom messaged me tomorrow, he's going to do it now, and he said, hey, there's an event coming up and I need your help, or there's something going on, or I want to show you something, I would take his call.
For sure.
Simply because of the way that Tom has treated me over the years. It's the same concept. It's just using the leverage of email so that I can talk to thousands of people at once. And you'd be shocked at the number of people that do read my emails. And you'd also be shocked at the number of top people in the industry that I don't know whether they read them or not, but they're on the list. And I do think they keep them in a folder. In fact, I don't know who I was on with the other day. And I was so honored because they pulled up their folder and they had like every email I've written for the last 5 years. And I fainted because it was, of course, I don't remember who it was. So it couldn't have been somebody that right now. I'm kidding. I don't know who, I'm trying to think of who it was that pulled up a folder with all my email. And it really moved me. Email is a huge piece of leverage.
I want to talk about that on the other side because I don't get it. And all the brilliant people say it. You've got, you know, after all this is over, he or she who have the best email list is going to win this show. And I've heard it from smart people like you, and an idiot like me can't wrap my hands around it. So we're going to take a little bit of a break here on the Legacy Leadership Show. We are hosted on the Genesis Communication Network and their 500 radio stations, and they do it for us because they love us. And because of that, we really love them. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. We are talking to the one and only Diane Hochman. And before the break, we were talking about just how powerful it is to build an email list. And you...
I can't see it, man. I don't... I mean, I look at the open rates on my email, and I want to blow my brains out. I don't get it. I mean, they don't open them. I send them. They bounce. I get spam listed. I get white listed. I get green listed. How do you do it? How do you get people to subscribe to it? I'm embarrassed. You know, people think I have this giant list, and it is so minuscule because I've done such a terrible job, and I don't see the value. Explain to me, will you?
Well, you do have a huge list. You just haven't used the leverage of a tool properly. That's all. You have a huge list. You're the most connected man in the industry, period, over and out. Right? I would dare say that that's true. Somebody can fight me over it. All I've ever done, and a lot of people will teach you, first of all, if you are a networker and you want to learn email marketing, it's important to learn email marketing for networkers, not email marketing for internet marketers.
I'm a buyer. What's the link?
Different animal, okay? If I don't have a course right now, I'm planning on doing one. I'm sorry, Tom. I'm sorry. I do work privately with people. but I have one. And, well, anyway, it's a long story. It needs to be updated. But, Tom, all I ever did, I didn't do all the fancy, you know, you got to have a lead magnet, all that stuff that everybody teaches you. All I did was I say to people, and people go, it can't be that simple. I'm talking to someone, and I say, hey, listen, let me get your email. I have a great newsletter, and I want to put you on it, or I send them to my site. I want to put you on it because I'm always sending out different things. I think some of them might be helpful to you.
Cool.
It's no different than an invitation to a presentation. The reason why I invite to my email list before I invite to a presentation is because I want to be able to communicate more than once. Once I present, Tom, the follow-up becomes kind of awkward. You know, it can get awkward. You know, saw your presentation. They said it's not for me. And now you're going back and it can become awkward. If I have them on my newsletter and I tell them, for example, I have a brand new presentation, legit. I do. It's very, 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 very cool. Brand new presentation. So if I say to my list, hey, I have something really cool that's new. If you'd like to see it, hit me back. I'm literally getting cream off the top, finding out who's responsive, who would like to see the presentation, who's not involved in something right now. And so it's magical. And then, yes, I go through and I text people and I call people and I Facebook message people and leave the voice messages, all that good stuff. But I'm able to talk to thousands of people at once, making my life easier, letting me go on cruises and run around and get into trouble. So.
Angel Fletcher. Holy mackerel. She's on the
wait, show. Wait. Angel. Happy Mardi Gras, yo. She's my So Angel is right down the block. So her and her puppies. She's when I get lonely for a dog, she's a great woman.
That's so fun. I think that's really smart. And you're totally right on in that insight that you're constantly catching the right person at the right time, and they can raise their hand, and you're not
Eric Worre. Right? Eric Worre always talked about high noon. You got to be in touch with them when it hits high noon, when the time comes that they're serious, that they got laid off, their kid just got into Harvard, they just found out my daughter just got engaged. What happens? Got to make some more money, got a wedding coming, right? High noon. Well, the email list allows me to catch those that are at high noon easily.
That's exactly easily. That's so right on. And, you know, I think I want to come back to something that you said in the first segment that I think is equally powerful, which is this. We were talking about who do you write for? And you said, you know, I want to be the person that will tell my younger self what it's really like, what it really takes. And isn't that I think that's a deep insight for in general. And, you know, whether it's email or anything else, how often are you looking at people that are doing everything they can to present something that's the other end of the spectrum that makes it look easier than it is, that is all this stuff? And what is somebody, what's the next Diane Hockman really hungry for? Somebody that's going to stop bullshitting them, sorry, FTC, and tell the truth. Tell them what it's actually going to take to get there. Tell them what it really is and care enough to do that. And I think that that's was refreshing, you know, 10 years ago when you were in your 20s, and it's even more refreshing today because there's so much.
Yeah.
See what I did there? But it's true, right? People are dying for that. And so being able to, again, you know, you position yourself over and over again as somebody that's not just dumping promotion on top of people seven times a week. You're giving value, you're entertaining, you're doing all these things. And it doesn't, you know, you don't have to have a literary degree to do that. You just have to show up as you and write like you talk. So we're going to take another quick break. We'll be back right after this Legacy Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
You USA News Update. Ukraine has given Russia a win. Troops have withdrawn from the frontline city of Avdiivka to avoid being surrounded. The battle for that industrial hub has been one of the bloodiest of the two-year war. Meanwhile, Russia trying to develop a nuclear space weapon that would destroy satellites in orbit around the Earth with a massive energy pulse. The technology is being called a nuclear EMP, basically a pulse of electromagnetic energy in highly charged particles that would disrupt satellites that control cell phones, TV, the internet, just about everything. Former President Donald Trump was very clear about how he feels about the order to pay over $350 million in his New York civil fraud trial, calling it a witch hunt. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and Diane Hochman. We're having a fun conversation. And, you know, it's an interesting time to be a writer because there's all these newfangled tools and everybody's a little up in arms about what that means for the future. And you I think have some interesting opinions on this, not some of which are even a little controversial, and I want to hear them. So what do you make of all of this AI stuff for writing and especially for the networking profession?
Well, first of all, because a lot of people think I might be poo-pooing something. I'm not. I think AI is here to stay. AI is not going anywhere, and everybody needs to learn what AI is and become familiar with it. It's all around us now, and it's just ever more so. And I'm an early adopter, Adrian. I'm not somebody who goes, ow, you know. I was first out on social media, first on video, for, you know, I'm an early adopter. But I think, you guys know, like, the electric, I mean, not the electric cars, but yeah, the electric cars drive themselves. They're really, really cool, except for when they're killing people, right? They're really, really cool, except for when they're crashing. I think we're not 100% there yet. And I think right now it has to do with if the car has a driver in it and it's driving itself, the driver can take the wheel if something's going to happen. Right. You need to have a driver in the car still. Same thing with AI at this moment. I think that it can do a lot of things, but you have to be skilled as the driver to learn how to prompt and utilize it. And what I'm seeing, which is what we always see whenever some new technology comes, is a lot of what I consider to be money grab programs that are promising that the magical AI will do it all for you. And I think there's a responsible way to present it. You guys are presenting it beautifully and sharing, you know, understanding, like, making avatar, customer avatars and different things that can use AI to help you with that. I think it's phenomenal use. But I also think that if we lose our voices because we haven't developed them in the first place, it just doesn't yield. It's you can post it all day, but nobody responds to it. Just like Tom's emails. Nobody responds to it. I'm kidding, Tom. I'm being fresh.
True story.
And that's the thing, that there's a way to use it right now, and there's a way not to use it. But what I hate seeing is people promising something for nothing. It does it all for you. What I'm seeing is a ton of posts about all the sales are automatic. And I think we all know in network marketing, it doesn't work. And even if it did, that does not build a downline. It might get you a customer, but that's not going to build you a team that's going to last any time. And I'm all about residual income. I'm not about, you know, working all day, every day to make $15. I'm looking to make come so, again, I can go out and frolic and play on Valentine's Day.
By yourself? Yeah.
So. For putting that out. Thomas.
That was so cruel. Maybe I can.
That was nice.
Her friend's pitchfork is coming back out, Tom.
I
think you're totally right on, and I think there's two big things, right? I think one of the things is that, you know, we suddenly have this tool that is, you know, really powerful beyond measure. And that can be great, and that can be really dangerous in the wrong hands. And so what happens is twofold. One is, if we give you this tool and we give you no guidelines of how to actually operate this thing and you don't know what you're doing, you're going to make a mess of yourself. And you see this all the time. You know, it takes 30 seconds of scrolling social media to go, oh my gosh, like what is that person doing, right? We see that happening all the time. And so some of that is I think education and learning our way around the tools. And then I think some of it, and this is where I'm spending a lot of energy right now, is how do we take some of that learning curve out of the hands of the person who doesn't really want to have to learn it, right? I don't want anything to do with understanding how an internal combustion engine works. I just want to turn on my car and drive it. And I need to still be able to master the skills of how to drive a car, but I don't need to understand the mechanics of how the engine actually operates in order to do my part of the puzzle. And so I think the more that we can do that part and make some of those things easier, but then also to your point as well, to like educate the entrepreneur on don't just blindly post anything, right? Like there are things that make life easier, but there's no easy button. There is no automate your downline. There, like, that just doesn't exist, because if it did, then everyone would do it and we'd all be rich. And it doesn't, that's not the way the world works. And so I think it's really important for us to kind of have our heads about ourselves. And I really appreciate that you're not, you know, you're not burying your head in the sand. You're not shooting down this new thing. Cause it, what good would it do? Right. It's not going anywhere, but we do have to keep our heads about ourselves, don't we?
Yeah. I'm not shooting down the technology because technology will always happen. There's no stopping technology. I remember when I had a BlackBerry and I didn't want one of these because they were flat and I didn't know how it was going to work. Guess what? I'd be crazy to not have one of these, right? I remember a million things that I could cling to, but technology is always going to happen. And 10 years from now, we won't use these. So it'll be something completely different. But we have to know where we want to go with the technology, just like a car. It used to be a stick shift. Now it's automatic. Now my car, like, heats itself and does this and does that. Warms my butt. I mean, it's amazing the things my car can do, right? It tells me if somebody's going to run into me and tells me, you know, all kinds of things. But I still have to know where I want to go. And it comes back to what you guys have been teaching for years. We have to understand the needs of people. Yes, we can start to strategize and go, okay, here's this information about this guy. He's most likely to respond to these types of messages. Well, we learned that manually years ago. You know, if you're talking to a truck driver, here are his concerns. If you're talking to a housewife, here are her concerns. If you're talking to a carpet layer, here are their concerns so that we could speak to them. We have to know where we're going so that we can tell our incredible tool, right? I have to know where I'm going to tell my GPS to take me there. I have to know where I'm going, what the outcome is I want, so I can have this tool help me communicate well. Because it all comes down to communication, and that will never change.
I was on a board call today for the ANMP. And Gordon Hester, who's a thought leader like you, was talking about we have got to use technology to go back to the fundamentals. And it really resonated with me because we have got to...
You understand what he said, right?
Yeah.
He's right on the money. And all of us think that we're going to have these people join us with a click and we're never going to have to talk to anybody. No. This is going to make you more effective in one-on-ones, in living rooms, in weekly meetings, in monthly trainings, in regionals and conventions. And that's all it's for. Use the tools to get better. And he just made me read a book over the weekend, and I don't even like reading, and so I read it, and it was something called 10X is Easier Than 2X by Dr. Benjamin Hardy. And the entire premise was just get monomaniacal about what you're good at, offload all the stuff that you're not good at to somebody like Diane Huckman. Go figure out how she can get you to the place you want to be with email marketing and stop trying to be everything. Do better what you want to be good at. I've got a new monomaniacal mission myself I'm not even going to tell you about that is going to be gigantic, and I need help doing it. And it's going to be all Tom Chenault, but I'm telling you what, I'm calling on you. And it's all because of him. And God bless all of you people that are so much smarter than me that I know that can elevate me 10X. And you're one of them, Diane, and I love you.
I love you too, Tom. And you know why what you said is so foreign to everybody?
Why?
When we were in school, they said, you're not good at blank. We're going to put you in remedial classes and try to make you normal in math or in reading or whatever you weren't good at. Our whole society is focused on telling you you're not good at something, and that's what you need to focus on. And it's the exact opposite. What are you good at? Become the best at that, and then find other people to partner with or hire or whatever the case may be to do those other things. And since I've been preaching for a long time, because we were taught to have shame about our weaknesses. Yeah. We were taught that we are wrong when we are not naturally inclined towards something. It should be the opposite. And there is not one person watching a show or that I've ever met that I couldn't pinpoint what their gift was. But it's so hard for them to turn around and focus on that gift because they're afraid. Because what if I actually am good when I've been told my whole life I'm not? Isn't that crazy? But it's true. True. And that's why this industry, it's all about self-development, which will never change either.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's such an opportunity, I think, in when you step into entrepreneurship of any kind and network marketing to an even greater extent, you have, you know, you're not in the box anymore. You have, like, it's the first time that you have the opportunity to fashion your own box and decide what it, you know, how you want it to work. And you, you know, that can be really confronting at first. And that's why that personal development stuff is so important. But it's also the most, you know, once you kind of see, you get to the freedom side of that realization. I mean, it's amazing. There's so few places where you can really design your life to be exactly what you want it to be.
Yeah. And if you can file your past in the past, stand in the now, and invent a future to live into and look at it hard and figure out what it's going to take to get you from here. And I was thinking about my career. How many times I've had to 10X myself because I was stuck and I had to have unbelievable imagination and goals to get out of there to where I wanted to go. And I looked back at that because of this book you just had me read, and I'm marveling to this moment about the people that lifted me up and got me there. It wasn't anything Tom Chenault did, except had a dream and executed it. But I'm just telling all of you, you can do it. You just can't do it alone. It's like AA. You can white knuckle the not drinking, but when you get around a community of people that are going to take you with them, oh my God, it's just so much better. Please plug in with Diane.
That is so true. And you know, the opportunity to step into a bigger version of who you are and to figure out what that looks like is huge. So we got to take another quick break here. We're going to come back on the other side. We're talking to Diane Hochman. On the break, go to dianehochman.com, HOCHMAN.com. We'll be back right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors.
that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault, it's Diane Hockman, and it's Adrian Chenault, in that order, in this particular moment, because I need something from Diane so much, and that is her knowledge, her expertise, and her building ability on an email list, because I suck. I admit it. So instead of trying to go read all the books, Email for Dummies and all the jazz, I'm not. I'm going to call Diane. I'm going to hire her. I'm taking her course. She doesn't even have yet. And I'm going to force her to take Paul Van Dieven and I through it.
I love her.
And I thought, I pulled Paul's question up. I think this is a perfect question. So how many of us, you know, we've met a bunch of people over the years. We got a bunch of email addresses, but I don't have an email system. I'm not sending a newsletter. If you're in that boat, how would you get started?
Okay. So first thing, you can always, before you're ready to use a tool to do this, you can always group email people, your Gmail. You're only allowed to do so many at a time. But once you have more than 20 people or so that you want to email about something, you really want to use a tool called Autoresponder. There's many of them out there. I have one that I use. I'm sure you guys have one that you use. I think your tool comes with one. I don't know if it does or it doesn't, but there's a tool called an Autoresponder. And what an Autoresponder does is it allows us to bulk email people. But there are some legalities surrounding this. Bless you. So you got to remember, you just can't call people. You know, what's the call thing?
Do not call list. Yeah.
You can't just randomly put people onto a bulk emailer without permission. So if you have emails from the past, what you want to do is reach out to those people and say, hey, I just started a great newsletter. I'd love to put you on and have your email. Is it okay if I do that? Or you can send them if you actually set up a little web page, which, believe it or not, is really easy to do. It's really easy to do to put up a little newsletter page. So you can either send them to a site to sign up, or you can actually ask for their permission and put them in. What you don't want to do is take all of those people and put them into this tool, again, called an autoresponder. Set up your autoresponder or have somebody do it for you, and then all you're going to do is start writing to those folks. I like for people to write fairly often because they get better if they do it more often. It's not because I want you to slam people. Everybody's worried about I'll bother people. You're not going to bother people. The people that open it will open it. And there's so much to it, but there's so little of it. Do not do any of the fancy stuff. And Adrian's pretty good at all this stuff. I don't do a lot with tags. I don't parse. I just have them in a place where I can click a button, write a little note, put in a link or whatever, hit send. There they go. And what I focus on is building trust.
Somebody just sent me a text message. They want to know what that amoeba over your left shoulder is.
That is my TV. And it is an amoeba. I put on YouTube without the sound, so it looks kind of cosmic. Or I could have.
It was cool, yeah. I just didn't know.
It just looks cool in the background, so I put
it. It really does.
Actually, Tom, I'm hypnotizing you. That's why you want to know.
I gotta feel it.
Hypnotized. You want to know this.
Oh, that is so funny. I love the point about the story you tell yourself is you're going to email them too much. That's not true. You never, Diane, ever send an email that has even a single typo in it, right?
Oh, no, there's always typos.
Another thing that I love about you, she has not a ton of typos, but, there, you know, I noticed no, you have typos.
I said that. I'm going, again, this is stupid. I remember on Letterman, for those of you old enough, there used to be a part called Stupid Pet Tricks. David Letterman, the old TV show host, used to make pet tricks. I call them stupid mom tricks, okay? Because when you're a mom, you're just doing whatever you got to do to get it done. So if I had to get a letter out because I had to run soccer practice, there would be a typo. I don't sit and worry about it too much. I scan it. I look at it. And I've had people tell me, I can never do business with somebody who has a typo in their email. I was like, okay.
Good. Please don't join my company. Thank you very much.
Yes. Okay. People are worried that they'll unsubscribe from you. Like, I unsubscribe them from me. You don't get to be on my list anymore. You're out.
Go find the perfect person to be your sponsor, and I wish you the best of luck.
No soup for you. No newsletter for you. You're out.
Exactly.
You're done.
Right. That's exactly right. So I demystify all this stuff. Paul asked a question, and you can add to this if you want to. You know, you got the permission a long time ago, and it's been a while. You know, use your gut, right? Email them and say, hey, I want to start sending more emails. Do you mind if I include you? Or don't, and just email. Like, just
let's put it this way. If you really know this person and you know that they're not going to complain, or if it's mom, and even then my mom would complain. But if it's anybody else, you really need to make sure they're aware that they're going to be getting the newsletters. If they complain and they click that you sent them spam, it can totally affect you. It can totally affect you. So you don't want to just take, like, a lot of people say, well, I'm just going to buy a list and I'm going to stick it in an autoresponder and I'm going to send them all these sales messages. You will be shut down fairly quickly, because it's the same if you start texting people randomly that didn't ask to be texted. You're not going to do well. Never do well.
Somebody asked me, so NowSite has this prospect database that has 2 billion people in it. And they go, can I text all 2 billion people? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
No. Let's just go with no.
How much does it cost per text? So,
it's $1 a text payable to me.
Yeah.
All right. We got to wrap up the radio part of the show. We're going to do a show after the show. So, Facebook people, stick around. Don't go anywhere. Next weekend, we've got Ian Prupner on the show.
Oh, really?
That's going to be fun. Diane Hochman, go to dianehochman.com. You have been amazing.
We love you so much.
We'll see you next week on Legacy Leadership.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.